Anthropic goes public, Google drops prices, and Meta lands in India. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2026. Yesterday, the AI industry moved in three directions at once: upmarket with new flagship models, downmarket with aggressive pricing, and outward with major international deals. First, Anthropic. They launched Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 yesterday, their most capable models yet, built for what they call the hardest knowledge work and coding problems. Fable is available now. Mythos is positioned even higher for enterprise and research workloads. But here's the bigger news. On June 1st, Anthropic confidentially filed an S-1 with the SEC. They're going public. After raising $65 billion in Series H at a $965 billion valuation last month, this was coming. But the timing means we could see Anthropic trading publicly before year-end. That makes them the first pure-play frontier AI lab on the public markets. OpenAI is still a hybrid. Google and Microsoft already trade. Anthropic will be the test case for how Wall Street values a standalone AI research company with real revenue and real burn. Meanwhile, Google fired a warning shot on pricing. Reports yesterday say Google is undercutting competitors on AI subscription costs, with Gemini features in Workspace and consumer tools getting cheaper or bundled free. Classic Google: monetize the infrastructure and ads. Give the AI away to lock in users. For startups charging $20 or $30 a month for an AI wrapper, this is a problem. Apple showed up at WWDC with Siri AI updates for iOS 27. Early reviews say it's basic, but it works, which for Apple is a win. They're not chasing the smartest assistant. They want the one that doesn't frustrate you. And with a billion devices, that's enough. Meta signed its first AI data center deal in India with Reliance, announced just hours ago. Reliance runs telecom and energy infrastructure across India. For Meta, this means AI capacity where the users are. India is Meta's largest market by headcount. Training locally cuts latency and cost. For Reliance, it's a foothold in AI hardware and India's surging AI economy. Finally, some industry drama. Mustafa Suleiman, Microsoft AI's CEO, called out Anthropic on The Verge's Decoder podcast. He said it's really dangerous to speculate about AI consciousness, referencing Anthropic's Claude Constitution, which asks if the model has feelings. Suleiman called it a philosophical failing. He wants AI to be controllable, accountable tools, not things we treat as alive. It's a fair critique, but also strategic. Defining AI as just a tool wins regulatory freedom. Hint, it's something more, and scrutiny follows. So where are we? Anthropic is aiming for the capability frontier and the public markets. Google is racing to the bottom, on price to squeeze competitors. Apple is making AI boring and reliable. Meta is going global. And the philosophical battle over what AI is has real regulatory stakes. One business idea for today: an AI cost optimizer for small and mid-sized businesses. Build a dashboard that tracks usage across ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, Copilot, and other tools, then tells companies where they're overpaying and how to consolidate. With pricing in flux and every vendor fighting for share, there's ROI in helping businesses cut waste. You're selling CFOs on savings and IT teams on reducing vendor sprawl. Make it a SaaS with usage analytics and benchmarking, and you've got a wedge into every company trying to figure out which AI subscriptions they actually need. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.